how are people's lives being affected by this being added to their criminal record, and how are maybe even the jail systems being overflooded by people with marijuana convictions?
In Texas, we arrest between 60 and 70,000 people annually for the simple possession of marijuana. Now, these arrests take up valuable criminal justice resources that the citizens of Texas would much prefer be used on violent and property crime. So by reducing the penalty to make it more reasonable, where it is a ticket, which an overwhelming number of Texans support, this would free up valuable criminal justice resources, allowing our police officers and our prosecutors to focus on the priority crimes in our communities, which would keep us much safer. As far as the criminal record goes that comes along with even a conviction for just a small amount of marijuana, that conviction follows a person for life. You know, really, we see on the books that the penalty is up to 6 months in jail and $2,000 in fines, which I think most Texans think is unreasonable in and of itself. But upon conviction, there are collateral consequences that come along with that drug conviction, again, even for a tiny amount of marijuana. And that conviction can hinder a person's access to education, employment, housing. Even a person's driver's license is automatically suspended, whether the individual was in, near, or around a vehicle at the time of their arrest. And that follows someone for life. And so what we want to do is see these penalties recalibrated to be more reasonable so that the folks aren't living with a life sentence for simple marijuana possession.
So what kind of, I guess you kind of just illustrated the consequences there. What kind of citation would you like to see in place of these, you know, being on your criminal record? You kind of mentioned a ticket, something like a traffic ticket or something maybe a little more extreme. I guess, what is your bullseye and your goal?
Well, before I answer that, let me just clarify something that I think I just misspoke. The collateral consequences that I began listing are lifelong. The driver's license suspension is only 6 months, though.
Gotcha.
So I just want to clarify that. Okay. Thank you. So House Bill 81 would establish a civil penalty for low-level marijuana possession, which would be under 1 ounce, about a pack of cigarettes worth. We see upwards of nearly 70% of Texans supporting this kind of reform. The legislation already has bipartisan support. It was originally introduced by Representative Joe Moody, who is a former prosecutor. He's now the chairman of the Criminal Jurisprudence Committee in the House. And it's been joint authored by Representative Jason Isaac, a conservative out of Dripping Springs, who looks at this as good government policy in keeping people from having a criminal record for low amounts of marijuana, which has negative effects on not only their lives, but on our communities and our economy.
So then you're pretty optimistic then, you know, if you've got bipartisan support across the aisle, you're pretty optimistic that this bill has a chance.
We're optimistic that this legislation will make it through the legislature because it's sensible policy. We see overwhelming support in the public for reform, and legislators are understanding that sensible steps forward towards valuing our criminal justice resources in a better way and helping to keep people employed and keeping them moving in our communities. And so we're looking forward to seeing this legislation advance. We're looking forward to our hearing and then a vote in the House first things first.